Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Bob Gack. The scripture is John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Doubt. In today's world, we are conditioned to doubt. We are confronted with one conspiracy after another. Who killed Kennedy? Who won the last presidential election? Who runs the world secretly? Spoiler alert, it's the Illuminati. And what about Bigfoot and Nessie? Last week, I saw actual images accompanied by descriptions of the London Eye being dismantled. I was shocked. I love the Eye. Turns out, this was an internet elaborate hoax. What to believe? How then do we believe in a man who was God, performed miracles, and defeated death? 2,000 years ago, a man named Thomas refused to believe that his master had defeated death and had risen from the grave. That was until his master Jesus appeared to Thomas and had him place his hands in his wounds. How easy it is to believe when you have concrete physical proof. Lucky Thomas would go on to preach the gospel and be martyred in India, most assuredly comforted by the fact that he was rejoining his master. What about us? Well, we do have one loophole which has been preached to us since we were mere children. Drumroll, please. That cure for doubt is faith. What is faith? Faith is a broad term appearing in locations that point to a range of different phenomena. Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy states, "We speak of having faith that you will succeed despite setbacks, having faith in democracy, putting faith in God, believing that God exists by faith, being a person of faith, professing and keeping the faith, or losing it, keeping or failing to keep faith with someone, and so on." At its most general, faith means much the same as trust. In our context, faith is believing in existence without physical proof. So how do I demonstrate that I have faith, especially in the context of my spiritual beliefs? My favorite book of the New Testament is James. And James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, has an answer for us. "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by actions, is dead. So it does not matter what I believe, but rather how I act, so that others may have no doubts as to my faith." Let us pray. Jesus, I may not be able to touch your wounds, but I can show my faith in my actions by following your teachings and sharing them with my fellow travelers. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.